at a red light. Red Light, Johnny Lang. The time right now, 9:39, 41 degrees in downtown Nome. Well, here we are on your Monday morning. That means that what went on at the box office this weekend has concluded. The numbers are in, and I'll share that with you now. We have a brand new number one movie for this week. That honor goes to Disney and Pixar's new movie called Brave. Bravely bringing in $66.7 million. Not too shabby. Reviews seem to be all right for Brave, which is a step up from Disney and Pixar's last movie, Cars 2, which apparently did not get the best reviews. Brave opened in over 4,100 theaters this weekend and was the number one movie by far. Coming in at number two, another kids movie and another animated feature, Madagascar 3, falls to number two in its third week in release, but in my opinion still brings in a healthy $20 million for a total right now of $157.6 million. An interesting number three, a premiere movie, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Rated R, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter explores the secret life of our greatest president and the untold story that shaped our nation. Interesting. Comes in at number three with $16.5 million. Prometheus falls to number four. Snow White and the Huntsman hangs out at number five for a second week. Rock of Ages, starring Tom Cruise, falls from number three to number six. Marvel's The Avengers, down one more position to number eight, brings in $7 million more for a total of $598.3 million. Men in Black 3, down at number 9 this week with $5.6 million. And rounding out the top 10, another premiere movie, Seeking a Friend for the End of the World, brings in $3.8 million, opening in 1,600 theaters. And that movie stars Steve Carell. Interesting stuff. That's your box office report for the weekend of June 22nd to the 24th. The number one title belongs to Brave from Walt Disney Pictures. Let's keep this new music rolling. Florence and the Machine. This one is called No Light, No Light. New stuff, good stuff. 18 minutes in front of 10 o'clock.